charged.
It's very, yeah.
But, yeah.
Drew right. Diglett's. Oops, I did it again. Head ass the, with the red jumpsuit.
My guy. Shout out to you, bro. Supporting.
Appreciate you, Three Diglets, so much. What are the likes at, by the way, guys? We got 8,300 of y'all check. In here. Guys, please like the video so it goes up in the algorithm. The more engagement the video gets, the more likely it's going to be shown at the top of people's newsfeed. The more it's shown at people's newsfeed, the more awareness this gets. The more awareness this gets, the more we can push to get our guys out of fucking jail, because we know that these charges are bullshit. You guys have seen it. Irrefutable evidence that these women were not held against their will. A big part of human trafficking, regardless of what country you fucking live in, human trafficking needs to be established by the people not feeling like they're free to go. And from what y'all just saw there, it was very obvious that they were free to fucking go at multiple times. Yes, Emma? Go ahead.
4K likes.
4K
yeah,
likes. Guys,
yeah.
Get us to 8. We should be at 8, man.
At least.
Call on the show, 515-605-9740 again. Anything else? You want to try it again?
Yes, it worked, though.
Okay. Guys, we got it back up. Call to the show, 515-605-9740. You want to hit the first caller?
Yes, 1668.
All right. Shout out to the team in the back making it happen.
How you doing, brother?
What's up, man? Welcome to
What's
the pod.
Man?
Not much. In regards to this Tate thing, I used to work for CID in the Army. And I will say this. When it comes
Army
to different
CID?
Nations.
You said
yes.
Army CID? Okay.
Yes.
So you were special agent with them?
I was. Actually, I was with the counterintelligence group.
Oh, wow.
Okay, sweet. So just so the audience knows, guys, what he used to work for is the Army Criminal Investigation Division. They're basically in charge of doing criminal investigations on Army personnel in the United States. So,
the craziest part about this tape thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is that every nation is different. And when we were in CID and some of our soldiers got in trouble for anything, we could get him out. Here's of all these countries. If there was a false allegation with women, you have no idea how many strings we had to pull. And the craziest thing is that they believe a female over a soldier.
Mm.
So I know the pressure that the Tate brothers are going through. And believe me, because I was while in the military, my wife, we got into a fight. She did the allegation. And a lot of women don't see the repercussions of those actions for the soldiers, because we lose ranks, privileges, and they get everything. You know, they get away with murder. And the Tate brothers are in a nation that right now Romania is one of those nations that are pro-legality. Kid you not. Yeah, as long as they have the proof, they let them go. And the perpetrators do go to jail.
If you're saying Romania does that?
Yes.
So why are they still in there?
They're very – because it's political. And I kid you not, when it comes to CID, we present every evidence to get our guys out, but you have to go above and beyond. And Romania, Switzerland, and there's several countries that the perpetrator, because they made the false allegations, they get the same sentence as the accuser or the person who's being accused, which is crazy. But they,
all right, so you're saying that you think that these girls can actually be charged in Romania for lying?
If they are arrested in Romania, yes. And then, of course.
They're not going back, though. They're gone.
So they're caught right now. I just went.
And that's what is upsetting, because these accusers get away with murder and they tarnish the reputation of men. And it's sick. I love your show because, kid you not, 16 year married to the same woman, and ever since I've heard your show, I took all my Ranger training and all that and applied it at home, and my marriage is perfect because, again, I'm dictating, or I'm being the man and the provider while she's being the supporter.
Awesome. No, man, thank you for calling in, and I'm glad that you gave us a little bit of insight on that.
It's an idea.
Yeah.
If I was evil, right, or if I was, like, smart about how I would play it, Loverboy game, right?
Yeah.
I would talk to those girls. Being to fall in love. It's like, yo, let's go on a trip, ladies. Fly to Romania. Just bring him to the police. Like, hey, I got you now, bitch.
Gotcha, bitch.
Funny.
Undercover fresh.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Yo, thank you for calling into the show. I appreciate that insight. So okay, there you go. former Army CID Chrome investigator confirming that this is a political hit job versus enforcing the
it's
law.
It's an agenda, bro, 100%.
Who's up next?
Has to be.
Okay, let's go with 1164.
1164, welcome to the show.
Corey. Yo, what's going on, Freshman 15?
What's up, man?
Corey, man of God! Wait, is that your...
Hey,
Amen. Shout out to you, bro.
I just wanted to say, man, if that's what trafficking looks like, man, I'll sign up for it.
oh man,
yo.
Yeah, no. That, I mean, all this evidence, the WhatsApp stuff, the videos. There's, I don't understand how they're still holding them, man. It's becoming inhumane at this point. But that's all. I just wanted to comment and make that joke, man. Shout out, Why Women Deserve Less. Great book. Read through it. I love it, man. And shout out CEO Network at Fresh Started Up. If y'all can, man, join up in there. It's good connections to make.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for calling into the show, my friend.
Thank you, brother.
Right, Corey.
Man of God. No, Corey.
Who's up next?
Okay. Let's go with Glow, $10, 9936.
Yeah, I wrote an Apple speech in here.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. Next.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Who's the caller?
What's up, bro?
Yep.
Yo, I just want to say shout out to you, Myron, bro. I'm definitely buying your book. Thank you, CO4s. Like, honestly, bro, this shit is crazy, man. Like, I'm a nobody, bro. This shit can happen to anybody, bro.
That's the scary part, bro.
Yeah. He basically Batman, bro. He's trying to take down Batman, bro. Like, it's crazy. And shout out to you, too, Fresh. I be watching your vlogs and shit, bro. Like, I'm trying to live your lifestyle, bro. Both of y'all, really. Like,
thanks, bro. Inspiration, motivation, man. That's all we can do. Thank you, man. Thanks, bro.
Man of God, man. Man of God.
Man of God.
All right. Okay, thank you for calling in, bro. We'll hit the next guy.
Okay, let's go with 085.
Hey, guys, just so y'all know, please keep whatever you have in the background muted, and then keep it quick, short, and sweet so that we can go ahead and get as many people on the call as possible. It's been a while since we've done a call-in show. I know a lot of you guys support the tapes, and I think it's very important for us to get as many people on the line.
We had,
to give their thoughts.
I think, one of the supporters, Darnell or Daryl, he donated Super Chat. Chris, you got that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. 0857.
057. Welcome Jenny. To the show. And guys, get the likes up, man. Let's get this bumped up in the algorithm.
AK,
I want to end this show with almost 100% engagement so that we can go ahead and get this thing shared. And for all you guys out there that are watching, feel free to clip all the parts of this podcast where we showed you all this sort of CCTV and put it on other channels. Share it on Instagram. Share it on Twitter. Put it all over the place so people see that this is fucking bullshit. The women were free to go at any time on multiple days, and y'all saw it right there in 4K, the accusers walking in and out of the fucking house.
Guys, you want to support the Tates? Like this video so it gets pushed in the algo.
Yeah,
100%.
That's really what it is, bro.
Yeah.
Clip this shit. I don't care. Like, it steal as much content as you guys want from this. Go ahead.
What's up, caller?
Fellas, you got me?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
I got you.
Yeah, I just wanted to come in say absolutely the case and everything is complete bullshit and quickly just share my experience with Tate in the real world. Since joining the real world in December, and it just proves the value of Andrew Tate himself, I've actually been able to quit my 9-to-5 and double my previous 9-to-5 income, and on track to do well into multiple six figures this year. So it's just a testament of who Andrew Tate is, and this case is scary, and, you know, a lot of men should be concerned. I think about myself, a man who has, you know, somewhere between 50 and 100 bodies myself, not to disclose an exact figure. I think, am I in jeopardy of this one day if I reach a certain status? I mean, it's seriously concerning on an extremely large level, and these men have been in prison now for 60 days and 60 nights. And it's frightening, but I really appreciate what you guys are doing. And, and just keep spreading the message. I'm going to keep trying to do the same and appreciate it, guys. Why Women Deserve Less. Great book, great read. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Who's up next?
We have Darna Elliott.
Okay.
What did you say, Chris?
I was going to say 8687, but never mind. His name is right there.
It's all good. Go ahead, bro.
What's up, brother?
Good evening, gentlemen. How y'all doing tonight?
Good, man. How you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. Thank you for taking my call, first of all. And I just wanted to ask about, you know, about Andrew Tate's, you know, situation. Like, you know, you guys are aware, me being military, I've had to take you know, human trafficking courses, DOD human trafficking courses. And I will be honest with you, DOD is very their policy on human trafficking is a lot more severe than civilian law. But I just want to say that there is a couple things that Andrew Tate did say, and I am a I do like Andrew Tate. Don't get me wrong, I really like him, I really do. So I'm not a Tate hater or anything of that nature, but I just wanted to say that there are a couple of videos that he did post that could be interpreted. And Mr. Gaines, sir, you used to work for DHS, so I'm pretty sure you had to take some of the human trafficking courses I had to take. And doing things such as promising, luring, well, I don't want to use the term luring, but promising someone pay, for example, X amount of dollars, and you're paying them less, for example, that is considered human trafficking under DOD law. Granted, I understand they're in Romania, not under DOD. So I understand that, but that is considered a form of human trafficking, and you've had to deal with this, I'm pretty sure, on the Mexican border, bringing in women, promising them, say, $10,000 and then paying them, like, I believe the video said $3,000 or $4,000 or something like that. When I was in Cuba, for example, inside the government, we do have issues with human trafficking, even within inside the government. When I was in Cuba, for example, we hired a contractor known as Brimcor. They used to take we had Jamaicans and Filipinos, that would do the jobs like cleaning toilets and et cetera, et cetera. And we would take their passports and things like that. Now, they were in violation. I learned in the classes they were within violation of human trafficking. Brimcor was a human trafficking Jamaicans and Filipino labor. And in a way, I kind of see the same thing with the Tates, in a sense. Again, I'm not saying, hey, they were sex trafficking women or anything, but and he did also admit to money laundering. He also provided texts where he suggested his money was dirty, and needed to clean it. The only thing that scares me, like, you guys are big, okay? You guys are very important to the movement. You're very important to the cause. And I'm very concerned. I know he's your boy, and I don't blame you for supporting your boy. Not one bit, but he's your boy. But at the same time, I just don't want you guys to be dragged through the muck, if you understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying turn on them or anything of that nature. But, I am very concerned that this may be a stain on your reputation. I don't want to see you guys go down. I'm not saying abandon him,
So what are you saying?
Let the facts play out. I'm sorry?
So what are you saying, bro? Line of
flame. I'm saying let the facts play out. But as far as the questions go, as far as what do you guys feel about him saying, about lying to the women about paying them, promising them X amount of dollars, and paying them less, and then lying to them
where did he say that?
It's in one of his videos. I believe it's part of his Hustler University catalog, I believe. Worth of videos.
I didn't see that one. But yeah, once again, bro, you're taking a video that has nothing to do with this actual situation and putting it out of context. So I mean, at the same time, bro, you're doing what haters do.
No, sir. I'm trained in human trafficking. Granted, DOD human trafficking, but in courses like that, when you promise foreign labor to come in and you promise them X amount of dollars, but you pay them less than X.
All right. Let me address.
According to DOD, that is human trafficking.
All right. So here's the thing. I'll go ahead and address this for you. Yes, I used to investigate human trafficking, so I'm very familiar. Here's the thing, bro. You got to remember. The accusers were not put to work, okay? That's the big thing. They weren't put to work to be cam girls or OnlyFans or any of that other stuff. That's number one.
Yeah.
So we can't go with the angle of, peonage and, involuntary servitude or any of the stuff that human traffickers typically try to do with their victims where they're making them work for no compensation. Now, with that said, we can go ahead and play devil's advocate on the other side that you presented, where we're talking about Andrew talking about paying his employees a certain percentage or not giving them all the money. Well, you got to remember, bro, that a business reserves the right to collect all proceeds and then pay their employees a certain percentage. Keep in mind that Andrew and Tristan used to provide the infrastructure for the girls to be cam girls in the first place. They provided the location, the computers, the internet connection, the location, all this stuff for them to be able to do what they do, the rooms, all that stuff. So as a business, which they did have a legitimate webcam business that was 100% legal in Romania, okay, and they did that for many years, right? That's how they made their first few millions. They have the ability to collect all the wages and pay the women back a percentage. Mind you, a lot of these girls were making little to no money prior to working with them, and they all were able to make a significant amount of money after the fact, okay? And girls came and went every single time. So, and the other thing, too, that you're referring to where he said that, oh, I'm paying the girls a certain percentage, et cetera, that comes from a course called the Pimping Hose degree, PhD course, right, which is marketing. And he talked about how you got to pay the girls a percentage of their earnings. But the thing is that you got to understand that that's from a practical business sense. Every single business does that. They don't pay all the revenue that they earn from an employee to the employee. Every business will go out of business if they did that. That's not profitable.
Oh, no, so, I understand that. I understand that completely, sir. But what I'm saying is in that video, he said he promised them, I believe he said in the video, $10,000. But he's actually paying them $3,000, and he admitted to lying about telling the girls, well, you know, I'm taking care of your taxes. And he created falsified tax forms.
Here's the thing, man. What he says in that course, right, you got to remember that a lot of it is satire. It's for entertainment, et cetera. It's to push a point because you got to sell the allure of being a pimp, right? But the thing is that he's collecting the money, and he's giving them back a percentage. He's just saying what you can say to give the girl back a percentage. But regardless, these women, let's keep the case. We got to keep the facts straight with the actual investigation being held. These girls weren't webcam girls.
No, yeah, two different scenarios, bro.
There's two different scenarios here. You're kind of conflating two different. You're using facts from a PhD course, right, to try to attribute to these two women, saying that as if they were webcam girls. These girls were not employees or webcam girls.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know too much. I know about the accusations. I don't know much about the girl's history, just for the record.
We can tell, bro.
That's the problem.
We can tell, bro.
That's the problem.
We can tell, yeah.
Let me stop you right there.
Yeah,
that's the problem. You don't know.
But I just wanted to say, sir, just for the record, like I said, I do find their stories very suspicious, especially after the text messages. So I just wanted to say that.
Because, like I said, bro.
Agree with the yes.
They're using social media clips, right, that don't necessarily pertain to the situation at hand. Keep in mind that these girls are claiming that they were trafficked and being held against their will, not that they weren't being paid for services. I want to make that very, very clear. Again, the women are accusing that they weren't free to go, not that they weren't being paid for services. That's extremely important, and that's an extremely important detail to keep in mind here. So I understand where you're coming from with him saying, like, I don't pay the girls all the money, blah, blah, blah. But with all due respect, it's insignificant to this investigation. It has nothing to do with this case.
Did you just fart, bro?
I'm sorry, do I what now?
Did you just fart?
Did you hear that? No, sir.
Okay, just checking, sir.
Okay. Well, either way, that's what it is, dude. So I understand your scenario that you're presenting, but it has nothing to do with this investigation. Because these women were not being forced to work and not being compensated for it. They were guests in the home, and they claimed that they were being held at the home even though they were guests, and they were walking around as shown in the CCTV footage. So it's irrelevant to the investigation.
Yes, I'll be honest with you.
We're going to move on. We're going to move on.
All right. Let's go with and guys, keep it short, please, because we got coming up.
Yeah, here's the thing. I tried. I wanted to let him get all his points out or whatever, but it's completely – insignificant to the investigation to even make that argument.
Okay. 3122.
And this is what a lot of the people that are trying to say Andrew is guilty is. They're using clips from that PhD course.
Yeah.
That have nothing to do with this investigation at all.
Dude, they came on their own free will for a fun time.
Yeah.
Not for work.
Yeah, not for work. Bro.
Yeah.
So it's irrelevant.
Two different things, guys. Two different things.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Love the show. Obviously. And then obviously Andrew Tate is innocent. This is all nonsense. But One thing I was wondering if you guys were aware of. So, like, I watch big fan of Your Mom's House podcast with Tom Segura and his wife. And so they actually had a clip of him back, like, probably like 2019 even, where Andrew Tate was kind of smaller. And he was doing his kind of, in my opinion, I think, and I could be wrong, so I'm curious of your guys' opinion. He was kind of doing more of the act Andrew Tate, where he was like, yo, be a strong man, all this. More masculine than even how he portrays it now, right? And so I was curious with you guys, obviously you guys have gotten to know Andrew Tate. Everything that I've seen since, like, that, because that, at the time, that clip was kind of, they put it on their podcast to kind of make fun of it, and I thought it was funny. And then they actually had him on their podcast, and it was a completely different dude than the clip. And that's how I got introduced to Andrew Tate, and then eventually I got led to you guys. So I was curious to ask, basically, like, in your experience with him, seems like he's a genuine dude, but there's these clips of him in his early days that make him seem like this other type of guy.
All right, so I'll address this.
Yeah.
Okay, that clip, the clip that you're talking about specifically, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's the one that women should clean. So Andrew used to have his YouTube channel called Tate Speech, okay? The channel, right, was created because Andrew had been controversial for saying other things, but, you know, about depression, et cetera, and they used to say that he was hate speech. He used to get banned a lot of the time for hate speech. So what he ended up doing was he played on it, kind of like leaned into it, and made a YouTube channel called Tate Speech. And in there, Tate Speech, right? And this channel was heavily shadow banned back in the day when he had it.
Yeah.
He would, you know, make 1 or 2 minute videos where he would talk about women should clean, why sparkling water is the best, et cetera. Very comical videos.
Don't
that,
vape.
That, you know, don't vape, et cetera.
Stuff, yeah.
So that clip, right, that they used about women should clean, it displayed, you know, the funny shit and
it's
entertaining
charisma.
Shit. It's
yeah.
charisma, et cetera, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of it is trolling. But that was a clip that was used. And to be honest with y'all, like, the way Andrew presents himself on camera versus, you know, when he makes these Tate Speech clips versus the man are two different people. Okay. Obviously, he's not walking around calling women bitches and stupid and all that other stuff. He's very polite. He's very nice. If you speak to any woman, right, that's been on the show with him, on the panel, or met him, whatever, they'll tell you he's nicer than me.
Yeah. I would say this about Andrew. Andrew definitely knows how to make people watch him. For example, like, obviously speaking, it's a video. It's content.
Get a critic shock.
If he was boring,
factor.
If he was just monotone, you wouldn't watch him. But he knows how to get a character to make you watch him. So it's more like he's doing it for, obviously speaking, for the video. But in person, he's completely a top G.
Yeah. So that's what it is. So yeah man, it's he be trolling a lot, and especially if you look at the old Tate Speech clips, which that's what they're using a lot of the times against him. He's playing a character, man.
Yeah.
The guy is very nice, very polite. He goes out of his way to talk to people when he doesn't necessarily have to. Every time he's been on the show with the panel, the girls end up loving him, right? He's always very polite, treats them well. They like him more than me.
Actually, I'm confused. How he's not panicking. I'm honest with you, bro.
Yeah.
This thing works.
Yeah, man. So,
hey,
yeah, man.
I'll just say this. I completely agree with you guys. I was just curious of your opinion. And it's just an interesting way that I kind of discovered this guy. So, you know, love you guys. Keep doing it.
Thank you, man. All right.
Let's take the next caller.
All right. Let's go with Light DK. $30.
Go ahead, bro.
3-2-1-8-9.
And then we'll hit the chat.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yep.
What's up, bro?
We got you, bro.
Oh, yes. Myron Fresh. I love you guys. I love Tate, too. I just want to say that I have firsthand experience with this. I actually know Northeastern University. I have friends there. I went to a top 30 university. Was falsely accused of rape during my senior year. I had it all. I had a top job from a big four company waiting for me. In my senior year, I slept with 5 girls that year. I got scouted for modeling. I had the life. I was popular in school. And this one girl that I slept with, she falsely accused me. And pretty much as soon as I was accused, I got brought into the school dorm. This main office, the dean, who was a female, her face was red. I was already like pretty much done for, I knew. So I couldn't even say anything. I was kicked off campus that same day by the police officer without any evidence.
Damn.
I had overwhelming evidence. Well, sorry?
No, I just
thought,
no, like,
damn,
we're listening, bro. That sucks.
Yeah, I had overwhelming evidence. I had witnesses. She said that she had bruises on her marks. I had overwhelming witnesses because I slept with her at like 5 in the morning. She picked me up 3 hours later in her car after apparently I raped her and beat her up. And then she, you know, we spent the entire day together. I had receipts for restaurants, the movie theater. So apparently I beat the crap out of her, raped her. She screamed for her life 7 times that night. And she was covered in bruises. And she introduced me to all her friends. And her friends didn't see any bruises. She wore a white dress, sleeveless dress. Yeah, and pretty much I had all this evidence, all these witnesses. I was even staying at an all-girls school called Wellesley College, if you know it, in Boston. The two girls that let me stay in their dorm, which is an all-female school, knew my story, and they trusted me, even though they only knew me for a month. So that's how they knew my character. And yet, despite all that, the school responded and said that, well, she could have, you know, gone through some trauma, and maybe she, like, got the, you know, evidence kind of mixed up and, like, the story messed up, and, you know, maybe she's, you know, just not normal like that. But, yeah, but pretty much one of the co-presidents of the school was one of my friends, and she was kicked off the case for the judiciary board, and she took me aside and said, look, if I can't be on the case, but I'm just letting you know right now, you're guilty until proven innocent, and pretty much at the end of the case, what they're going to do in the court system is say, can he have done this? Could he have done this? And if there's even a 1% chance, you're guilty. So I knew unless I had like actual video evidence of me doing it with her, there's just no way I can prove myself. And yeah, my reputation was destroyed. I lost my scholarship. I had to move back home and you know, go through working blue collar jobs and going back to school and all that and rebuilding everything. Now I'm good. I have 6 figures and everything, but it was a lot of trauma. And I still have that trauma, like this, being this scared was, of.
Just to make this clear, you went through the justice through the school board, right? Like, what this was?
The
you said Northeastern.
Board. No, this wasn't Northeastern. This was a top 30 university in Boston. I'm not going to say which, because you know. And then I told the school, look, I'm gonna sue her.
So the guys here know that the bullshit not to go to that school, bro. I mean, it's up to you. You want to share, but I would put them.
I mean, the thing is, it's not just a school; it's pretty much all private schools. If you look through their system, if they don't abide by the U.S. government laws, so in U.S. government laws, you're innocent until proven guilty. But since it's a private business, it's an entity, kind of like the Romanian government, they have like a private incentive to benefit from letting this news not get out. So since if there's information that there's like rape going on campus, obviously these parents are not going to spend thousands of dollars to send these kids here, you know?
Right, no, I'm familiar. Like, every school guy, just so you guys kind of know, every school has like a board, a conduct board, right, for disciplinary action. And a lot of the times you are guilty until proven innocent. And anytime there's an allegation like this, they typically side with the female. Even if both of you guys are like consenting adults and let's say y'all had a night of drinking and you guys end up hooking up or whatever, they'll more than likely kick the guy out of school versus the girl. Yep. So, I mean, this is very common in college universities, which is why college is kind of a dangerous place for men nowadays.
Yo, caller, do you know why she did that or she did it randomly?
Yes, 100%. So she said this in the story, which I didn't get until the week before the case. And she said pretty much that she wanted to be she wanted to justify what happened, the rape, supposed rape, by being my girlfriend. So clearly she wanted to be my girlfriend, and that's why she went on this date with me the next day. And, you know, she saw me at parties, you know, dancing with other girls and stuff. So clearly she got jealous. I wasn't mean to her at all. You know, I still talked to her. I still hung out with her, but I don't want to be exclusive to her. I mean, it's my senior year in college. You know, I never tricked her. But yeah, they didn't care. And just to let you know, what's crazy is I slept with her again the next day, and she admitted that. She voluntarily came into the same room where she was beat the crap out of, abused all over. She screamed at the top of her lungs. She invited herself back into that dorm and slept with me again. Like, does that make any sense to you? Like, it makes no sense. This is really important, too. In this school, there's never been one innocent person that's been accused of this rape. So everyone's been proven guilty, pretty much.
Everyone in the chat, call out the school, bro. Yeah. I don't know. If you don't got a lawsuit against them, you should call them out, man.
Yeah, but caller, you know why I asked you that question?
Sonic boom!
Because this happened to me too recently, bro. Like, I don't know what it is, bro, but like, let's say you're with a chick, right? And she wants you that bad, bro. And you don't want to be with her? Like, legit want to be with her? She gets vindictive and mad, bro. And all the
girls
don't
take L's well.
I don't know why. Oh, they'll do the craziest shit. So,
you
bro,
better sue that fucking school, bro.
Bro, that's wild, man.
I will put them on blast. I will fucking call them out. Like, I'll be doing all that, man. But, I mean, hey, it's up to you.
Imagine,
it's your personal choice, but.
Imagine. Just because you don't want to be with her, bro.
Yeah,
she'll lie on her name and ruin your whole life.
It's wild.
That's insane, bro. All
right, man. We'll move to the next caller.
Thank you, guys. Love you guys.
All right, bro.
Oh, yeah. No worries, man.
Are we doing chats?
We'll hit on chats right now. Yeah, I mean, this is very common, guys, with, these private universities, especially in liberal cities like Boston, et cetera. They'll have, like, Northeastern had something called OSCAR, the Student Conduct Board. But every university has their own board, and it's literally fucking clown world. Like, you can have evidence refuting what's going on, and they'll be like, we think you're responsible, bro. So, yeah, you just getting kicked out.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times they look at it like, we don't want to deal with the issues that could come from this, so we're just going to get rid of you.
Yeah.
That's how they look at it. Because they're a money-making business, not a protect your rights business.
It's better just get rid of you than
deal with the bullshit.
But for all my players, man, be careful, bro. If she wants you that badly, bro, like, let her down very easily. But even then, bro, it's scary, bro.
All right. Okay, so we got Craig Collette goes, Myron, you basically had a CI providing you guys inside info, and you allowed your boy to give details about who he is. Tighten it up, bro. You should know better than that. I can't blame Mo because he has no training. Well, we stopped it beforehand, but...
Okay. All right, man.
Listen, yo, Craig, you know what, man? How about this? You can go ahead, start a podcast.
Yes.
And collect this information, okay? And then you just go ahead and just be tight-lipped about it and, disclose what you feel like disclosing, man. I think we did a fairly good job of not showing who he is. I stopped Mobile Force anything crazy.
You do it yourself, bro.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Come on, man. Do it yourself, bro.
Yeah, do it live. Max is trying to get me to get a G card because we didn't divorce, or she's going to get an essay claim to get it. So I got to do it or lose my rep. Got a kid on the way, and I'm scared. Please be safe. Men, pray for me.
Bro, she got you by the balls, bro.
Yeah, man. Holy.
Damn.
Go speak to a family lawyer in your area, bro. Gabriel Rosario, $10. No, y'all don't understand. They were emotionally held against their will. Truly, they don't do anything to escape. They are brave women.
Laugh my ass off.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You're funny, brother.
Facts.
You're funny.
The enigmatic one goes, Georgiana helped them find the Underground Railroad.
No.
I mean, Dania, this is in fact an international misuse of judges by an American and EU ally. At this point, the Tates are by default political prisoners without even being charged. I hope they're released soon. #FreeTheTates.
That's a good point, bro. That's a good point.
Yep.
I mean, Dania. Greg,
you can't have that level of influence without being controlled, and that's the thing. They were like, yo, these guys have crazy influence. We can't control them. Put them in jail.
Yeah.
Greg Huey, $50. Appreciate that.
Thank you, brother.
Amir Ali, WMO, WFNF. Appreciate that, my friend. Oh, no, well, Elmo, okay, according to that guy. Mo, you have anything you want to say back to that guy? Okay. They was going to shake that hole rapidly at the party. They was going to shake that hole. Jason Burris
rapidly.
FNF, did you get my message on Twitter? I sent a tweet that Andrew has cancer, people celebrating it. It's really sickening. Well, yeah, man. I mean, people are – I mean, y'all remember when Kevin Samuels died?
People are evil,
bro. People are fucking terrible, bro.
Evil, bro.
Like, they literally, like, will dance and, hop around and woo. Like, bro, I don't wish that on my worst enemy. If something happened to Apple and Peach or LaSan Fegabi or Ethan Decline or L3 Podcast, like, if something happened to them, I would never make a video like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this. If something happened up, they'd probably be like, oh, yeah, fuck up. Oh,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Finally.
Yeah. Whatever, bro.
They can't wait, bro.
Yeah, they can't wait. People, it's crazy how many people prey on your downfall, bro. Real talk. And this whole situation that went down with Andrew has revealed a lot of people's colors, man. It really has. Lawyer, $20. If this was in the U.S., would they charge after the Tates found not guilty? Potentially. I don't know. I think possibly, because if it reached the same level, because you guys got to understand, this is huge news in Romania, right? Nosar goes, free the Tate to thank you guys. SAR is Saudi currency, by the way. Appreciate that, my friend. Shout out to Saudi Arabia. The whole world is watching.
Yeah.
Josh G. Myron, are you planning on bringing on Destiny to talk about the Tate brother case and show him all the evidence that you have? He claims to be agnostic, but in reality is on the same boat as every other Tate hater clown.
Bro, everyone has their opinion,
yeah,
bro.
You got to
– you can't – someone has made up their mind, bro. There's no point trying to change your mind, bro. So let him think he's whatever.
The reality, bro, here's the thing. I don't got an issue with Destiny, but Destiny doesn't like Andrew Tate. Abba and Preach don't like Andrew
Simply
Tate.
Simply put.
You know what I'm saying? So they're going to say anything that comes out, they're going to be like, oh, okay, I'm in the middle. But in reality, they're like, yo, we don't fuck with this guy, so we're going to say whatever. Because they just dropped a video yesterday saying, oh, yeah, I think – Abba said in his own – oh, I think he's guilty. You know what I mean? And it's like, okay, you think he's guilty. Oh, you can't say that there's not a case. The WhatsApp messages showed otherwise. Now, we literally are showing y'all the CCTV footage, right? That also came out yesterday, by the way. Hmm. But they didn't report on that, right? That the dates where the WhatsApp messages were going on, here's the CCTV footage during those days.
Mm.
So what they texted each other versus what y'all saw with your own two eyes in 1080p are two different things. The girls were clearly free to go at multiple in multiple scenarios here. So
yeah.
It is what it is, bro. They're gonna people are gonna make videos that serve in their best interest for AdSense revenue, bro. That's what it comes down to. Okay? Sick Trojan, $20. My bad. Myron forgot to like the video on my way. Appreciate that. And just so y'all know, because I get a lot of haters, right? And I just want to address this real fast. Oh, Myron, Fresh, y'all are just clout chasers. You guys only make entertainment videos because you guys, like, it's the hot thing to do. Let me make something explicitly clear to all you fucking ass clowns. We've known Andrew Tate since 2020.
Yeah.
Okay? We had him on our show back in 2021 before most of y'all know who he was. Okay? He was going to be successful and have his meteoric rise regardless. But we've known him before the rise. Okay? We spent a significant amount of time with him and his brother. We know them personally. We know all their friends. We know that these are good men. So if you're going to sit here and tell me that we're clout chasers for defending our friend when the entire world is turning their back on him in the face of evidence showing that he's clearly innocent, fuck you. Go suck a dick.
Yeah.
Because I don't care if it's Andrew Tate. I don't care if it's Sneeko, any of our homies, right? If any of y'all, right, that if we fuck with you and you get accused, we're going to stand on your side, regardless of who you are. That's how we operate, okay? 10 toes down. If you're friends with me, I'm with you to the end. And another thing I want to address, too. Oh, Myron, get rid of Fresh. He doesn't help, blah, 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 blah. I don't give a fuck what any of y'all think. I will never leave Fresh's side. That's how it is. If you guys want to call it loyalty to a fault, whatever. But that's just how I operate. I operate on a code. I don't leave those that were with me on the incline. I don't. There's a reason why I brought Lucario Miles back on. There's a reason why I still rock with MLD. There's a reason why we bring Rolla Tomasi on, etc. All these guys were critical to our success. I don't turn my back on my friends. Ever. You understand? So if you guys have an issue with that or clout chase and all this other bullshit, fuck y'all, man. Because right now the entire world is trying to paint them in a terrible light. We're one of the few platforms that are giving y'all the truth of what the fuck is really going on, because it's way more incentivized to attack Andrew and say that he's a human trafficker than it is to put out this evidence that mainstream media is not reporting.
At all.
Okay? Y'all could go ahead and have your opinions on me or whatever, but at the end of the day, I'm not a snake. I'm not Apple and fucking Peach going on someone's podcast, hanging out in their home, fucking saying one thing and then going ahead and making a hit piece later.
Yeah.
That's why I responded the way that I did when Abba preached that fuck shit. Because I would never do that. Even if they pissed me off, I would call them directly and say, yo, I don't agree with what you did. I wouldn't make a YouTube hit piece talking shit. You guys know how many people have turned their back or talk shit about us behind the scenes, but I still haven't made a video talking shit about them? I would contact them directly and say, yo, I didn't like that or whatever. I'm not going to fucking make a YouTube video shitting on someone I work with. Okay?
For some views.
For some fucking views.
On clout.
We're sitting on a bunch of footage, guys, that we could put out and get millions of views or whatever, but we're not doing it because we got a fucking code, all right? Not all money is good money.
Yeah.
Real talk, and not all clout is good clout. So that's how it is. That's why I don't respect Abba and Preach, because they're snakes. I don't care what y'all say. I invited Abba to my fucking home, all right? We did a podcast. Everything was fantastic. We started shouting them out after every show. Hey, shout out to them, blah, 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 blah. They come out with a piece later. Oh, these guys are cappers. What? And here's the thing. I'm going to acknowledge my mistake. I was emotional. I was very angry. But the reason why is because that's a foreign concept to me when people do that to you. Mm. I would never betray my friends. I would never do that. But my fault was giving him the same self-respect that I would have given him as given the situation.
Yeah.
That was my fault, holding up to the same standard, holding up to my code. And what I'm realizing being on YouTube is a lot of people don't have this fucking code.
No integrity.
So if you guys don't like Andrew, you guys don't like Tristan, you guys want to say whatever the fuck y'all want to say, get the fuck out of here. I don't care. We are with them until the end. I know they're innocent. Fresh knows they're innocent. A lot of y'all here in the chat know that they're innocent. We're going to keep showing y'all the evidence that shows that they're fucking innocent. And that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
I don't turn my back on my friends, especially when they need me. They don't have a voice right now. They don't. They canceled them on all the fucking platforms. This was a systematic attack. And no one is with a big platform is really going and putting all this evidence out like that. So we're going to do it.
Perfect.
Well said, man.
There you guys go. That's why I don't respect them niggas no more.
All right, we got Jamie Hoffman.
Yeah. Go ahead, Fresh. You got the chat.
All right, too much drama and hate out here, just like Bison said. For me, it was Tuesday. All right. Big Smokey.
Okay.
Thank God the tumor is benign. Free Top G. There you go. Andrew Rivera says, I think they won't retaliate and sue them back if they get out of this. Might leave Romania, though. Thanks for stand-up, guys. Yeah, bro, I'll leave Romania, too. Like, for what? 26 bound. $10. Amir Ali says, to the caller, the leaked court document states that the woman took 50% and Tate took 25% and Luana 25%. Okay. John Doe, my dude, seriously bring up DOD annual trainings to profess his expertise in human trafficking? Bruh, by that logic, I'm a SAD, a SEAL, and a case officer. We all do those trainings and make fun of them. Yeah, that call was kind of wilding. Nelson, Vladimir, shout out to you. Albanian G says, all the countries in the Balkans are corrupt. Inshallah, Andrew Tristan will get out soon. Inshallah. Firek SM says, shout out to FNF, man. Y'all changed my life. Money up, girls up, status up. Join the real world. Looking to join CEO Network. Thank you, bro. I kind of done it without you guys. Been here since Myron's I Simped Hard on a Girl video. Shout out to you for supporting, bro.
Just Back goes, Myron, what's your take on possible paid hit situation? First detained on suspicious stuff, then denying appeal once again. Once behind bars, goes to hospital. Now the cancer, this is too suspicious. You think he'll be okay? I hope so, man. I hope so. And we're going to keep bringing light to all this stuff so that, you know what I mean, you guys know what's going on. But, I mean, this was definitely a systematic attack. Like, I mean, they canceled him on all the platforms, like, it literally in a row. Like, YouTube, Instagram, fucking Twitter. Luckily, he got his Twitter back.
Yeah.
But, dude, there's 100% an agenda. I told y'all before, you can't be highly influential without being controlled. This is why Logan Paul, right, caves every time he gets in trouble. Because he knows, oh, fuck, they're going to cancel me. You know what I mean? So that's why he's – Andrew wasn't lying when he said he's an agent of the Matrix. It's true. He has to push a certain narrative to keep from getting canceled. You can't have influence without being controlled. That's why I'm scared. I don't want us to get too big. Because
yeah.
They can't control us either. So we're going to get canceled at some point as well.
Yeah, it's true. It's only a matter of time.
The boys.
The boys.
Yeah. AJ. Okay.
It's not all the boys. There's other people involved too, but
yeah. It's bigger than them boys sometimes. 1,000% agree, bro. Every man needs to have some type of camera set up at their place. That's very true. Active duty, that camera saved my career. NCIS was up my ass even with proof. Yeah, bro, don't play. Camera work is all needed. Angel Cardenas says, glad y'all finally calling out Apple and Peach. Even Destiny makes fun of Apple for getting milked, lol. All they do is stand in a small room, read a script, and talk shit about other people. Because all people actually take them seriously, effing bums.
Yeah, they're reactive creators. We're proactive creators. You know what I mean? They just react to channels. And here's the thing. Their whole channel mindset is, we got to be indifferent. We're in the middle. So they stand for nothing. I think it was Malcolm X that famously said this, or Martin Luther King.
Stand for nothing.
If you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything.
Anything.
And that's what they do. They just, oh, we're in the middle. We're agnostic. Not really. You guys have a side. It's just that you guys try to present a certain way where people can't necessarily come back and attack you. Y'all are trying to double dip. And it's like, bro, it is what it is, man. If you stand for nothing. But that, again, that's why, like, we provide so much more value than them. I don't even care.
Yeah.
We lost 50K subscribers and now we're catching up to them in subs. Please explain that to me. We've been on YouTube for 2 years versus they've been on for like 10 years.
You know what it is? We had real value.
We had real value.
Oh,
we actually teach y'all how to make money, how to be attractive, how to get in shape. We bring on guests from different spectrums that we might not necessarily be the best in.
Yep.
Right? It's indisputable at this point that this channel provides way more value towards the betterment of your life as a male than they do.
100%.
They're reacting to videos. We're proactively making videos to help y'all become better. Every time y'all send me a message or a DM, yo, I was going to do this to myself and I did it. Or, yo, you helped me get my credit score to 700. Yo, I bought my first investment property. Yo, my girlfriend treats me well now because I put my foot down finally. Yo, I broke up with this toxic chick. You guys understand the power you guys give me when y'all send me this shit? The reason I'm able to talk the shit that I talk is because you guys. Without y'all, I'm really nothing. Real talk. I'm just a nigga with a microphone that used to work for the government. Telling you guys about the bullshit that's going on in the Western world. That's all I am. I'm just a mouthpiece for you guys. So when you guys give us all this, you know, positive feedback about how we're changing our lives, you guys don't understand. Like, that is literally, like, the best thing. Like, I literally go through my DMs. I can't respond to all of them, but I'd be reading them. Fresh will tell you.
Yeah.
I literally be reading them. I'm like, damn, man, look at this, yo. Look at this. I'd be screenshotting them.
Better than me.
Right? I'll never share them. I just save them for myself. But just to show, like, yo, I was going to do this. I was going to do that to myself. And you guys didn't. And that's, like, really powerful.
Yeah.
I was in Dubai. We were with Shooter getting dinner, and this guy came up to me, one of the waiters, and he's literally like damn near on the verge of tears, telling me, yo, I was an alcoholic. I saw your interview with Andrew Tate when y'all talked about toxic masculinity, etc.
The guy by the EMR and by the water fountain stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, it's in the vlog.
Yes.
Some of it, yeah.
Yeah. So And yo, that was powerful. Like, you know, Fresh caught some of it, but like, we're having a, me and him and Sneeko were talking and Fresh. And it's one thing to like, you know, get a message and be like, yo, you changed my life, blah, blah, blah. But to see someone, right, on the other end,
yeah,
tell you how your content affected them significantly and got them out of a dark place, there's no fucking, there's no price on that.
Yeah, it's priceless.
There's no price on that, bro. How many lives are Apple and Pete saving? None. Fuck out of here. They're none, bro. You're giving mindless entertainment that doesn't benefit you.
I don't want to mention those bumps no more at this point.
It is what it is, man.
Yeah. Quintus the Dentist says, Dentist from Chicago, love you guys a lot. Thank you guys for defending the Tates this long. Never give up and keep up the good work. Shout out to you, bro.
Loyalty is a rare commodity nowadays, man.
Hard to find, man.
It's so hard to find, especially in this side of the world. Sorry, in this profession with YouTube. People will do anything for AdSense revenue, bro. It's incredible.
We've seen it.
Yeah.
Abel Ace, my girl officer who's left all the cops has sued her department because she claims she was groomed. Shake my head. They never take accountability. Yeah, bro. How you
stupid?
Yeah. Taking all these cops saying you're being groomed?
Yeah,
nigga, you wanted to take some cops.
Bro.
Just be honest, bro.
Yeah. You've been groomed, all right. Yo, that shit is hilarious, bro.
Yo.
Like, yo, the lack of accountability is outrageous, bro.
She's like, I want all different types of flavors of cock. And you get mad at you.
Accountability? What's
bro.
That?
Okay, Zach Petrin, I remember that show you did with Andrew about a month later. But I saw him everywhere. It's crazy what's happening. Yeah, bro. Imran Sheikh says, Inshallah, Allah will let the truth come out and the brothers will be free and the accusers will be punished from Allah. Quran, always win. Allah controls everything.
Absolutely.
And yeah, here we go.
Okay, let's do, we got five more paid callers.
All right. Oh, let's get them on.
Yeah, the girls are here too. So
the
let's
girls are here?
Fast.
All right, cool.
We got 10 girls, guys.
It's cold in here, guys. I got my hoodie on.
1412, Ray.
You're not from Connecticut? Shouldn't you be warmer than
I'm
me?
Warm-blooded now, man.
This nigga, man. I've been in
the South Islands, bro.
Hello?
Yo, what
up? What's up, caller?
What's going on?
Yeah, you're on, man. Go ahead.
First of all, shout-out to you. Shout-out to you guys for the show. I love y'all's show, man. I like everything that you guys are doing. And, you know, free to Tates, man. Sorry to change the subject, but the reason for my call is because I want to make this brief. I am a real passport bro. And I'm kind of pissed at some of these guys that are sending in $5 super chats, sending their mom's basement, jerking off, asking or seeking validation, asking you guys or anybody else about passport bros. These guys are not passport bros. I mean, I don't even think most of you have a damn passport. No passport bro is sitting around seeking validation from Americans on what we're doing. We got everything we want. We're balls deep in foreign pussy. You know what I'm saying? So I just, you know, send that out there. And if you guys could do me a favor, next time somebody sends in a super chat asking or seeking validation about passport bros, if y'all could just do me a favor and just ask them if they even have a damn passport.
Okay, okay.
All right, fair enough, man.
Got you, bro.
Appreciate that, man.
That's a good point, man. All right, bro.
5956.
All right.
Yes, hello?
Yeah, what's up, man? You're on the air. Go ahead, shoot. And, guys, we got 9,500 of y'all in here. Plus,
like the video, man.
You know, guys, I only see 6.3K likes. I need 9,000, guys, so that we can get almost 100% engagement. Because, again, the higher the engagement, the more likely the video is going to get pushed in the algo. The more likely it gets pushed in the algo, the more people could see all the bullshit with these accusers that were freely, obviously freely, you know, coming and going as they wanted. Go ahead. Sorry, bro.
Pause.
No, straight. Well, I just want to get to, like, America's really just doing this all for money. Like, they don't give a fuck about people at all. Like, the reason why they give money and power to women is because, number one, everything that's run through the courts is also given to the courts as well. Number two, women consume most of the debt. So that way they get more money because women are more likely to spend it. Number three, when some single woman inside the house, they have a child, they end up most likely go to jail. Jail, like, prison, like, has a revenue of, like, billions per year. So why wouldn't they, like, want to put people in jail, cause a large portion of society to be single mothers who think they're boss bitches, run through the government? I mean, that's literally what they're just trying to spread. It's like communism with Russia. For America, it's just feminism. It really is just, like, a horrible society.
Yeah, I mean, I talk about this in the book, Why Women Deserve Less. But, yeah, I mean, feminism 100% has kind of come in and fucked up a bunch of things. But, you know, it is what it is, bro. I'll tell you this. It ain't going back. I'll tell you that. The 1950s and the 1960s, that golden era that a lot of these trad cons talk about, those days are done, bro. It's going to become even more pronounced. We're going to live in an even more polygamous society where the minority of men have all the girls. You know what I mean? Because what you got to understand is that thanks to the sexual revolution and women earning more money than men, right, and graduating college at a higher rate than men, women are getting higher social status than most men. And when women acquire social status, they typically want to mate across hierarchies or above. So since most guys aren't going to meet that requirement, well, girls a lot of times would rather be by themselves and settle with someone that's a loser. So I foresee that there's going to be more and more girls that are going to be willingly or unwillingly involved in polygamous relationships, because a minority of the men, and there was a study that came out about this like a month ago, about 5% of the men are having literally like majority of the sex with the girls.
Yeah.
Girls are sharing the same dudes. And this is because women earn their own money. They have their own status. So if they don't need men, they're going to go for just the best men. They don't need them, so they only want them. When you want, what do you want? You want the best. That's how it's going to go, my friend. It's going to continue. The average guy is fucked.
And regarding money as well, like America's run and driven by money. Once again, though, at the same time, there's a saying that says out of chaos comes order. So for them, it's like create the chaos, you get the order, which is the money. So makes sense, man.
And you also got to remember that feminism was critical to lowering the wages of employees. If you double the workforce, you can effectively pay people less because you have more employees that are willing to take the same job. So this is why, if you notice, it used to be one income can support an entire household. But nowadays, you need two, damn near three incomes,
two to three at least,
to go ahead and support a household. That wasn't
Hold on.
On top of that, you got to remember, when you double the workforce, that's double the people you can tax and collect money from. And women are 80% of the consumer base and hold 3/4 of the debt. So who would you want to have to be making the money? You want the women to make the money because they're going to be better consumers.
It's a money game.
It's a money game, bro.
Being played every single
day.
That's
the truth. These are all facts.
All right, caller.
All right, have a good one, man. Good day.
All right,
man. Peace.
Let's go with.
If y'all want that traditional nuclear family,
Lord. Sometimes, my friend,
you have to get the fuck out of the U.S., bro. I'm telling you.
All right, FBI.
Oh, FBI in the chat. Shout out to FBI in the chat,
man.
FBI, open up.
Guys, make sure you don't say anything incriminating. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say Chris is a bum.
Well said, my boy. Well said.
The FBI fucking
well
let
said,
everybody
bro.
Know the fucking truth, bro.
Dumb, dumb,
like you said, just one of them. Chris is a bum. Chris is a bum.
Facts spoken. All right, who's up next?
I think I called it to say that. WFBI.
3024.
Fuck. Even the FBI knows. All right.
Yo, what the... Oh, man.
We really got the number one shot on the fucking internet, bro. Y'all are hilarious, bro. Apple and milk.
Hello. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hello.
What up?
Yes.
Yo, what up, man? You're on the air. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to share a personal story. So I was in the military 5 years. And there was a situation where this female soldier was dealing with this married sergeant. So she go and tell one of her other female soldier friends that the sex wasn't good. So the female soldier then goes, well, if it wasn't good, then you was great. And it make it a whole big thing. I'm not sure what happened because I transferred units, but it got out of control. All because she said it wasn't good. So the other girl said, then you was great.
What?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Y'all niggas better put it down, bro. Stop playing.
Yo, man. We're in a very scary world, bro. Real talk, man. We live in a world where, like, you could smash a chick, and then the next day she might be like, you know what? That dick was small. I'm just going to go say he great me.
Yeah,
that
body don't count, man.
Yeah, that body don't count.
I've
seen it where a girl, like, bangs a dude, her boyfriend catches her cheating, and then she'll tell the boyfriend, hey, I was great. It wasn't me.
I was drunk. He took advantage of me.
He took advantage of that.
Yeah, drunk.
Man, you gotta be careful with these girls, man. You really got to be careful. This shit is wild. But
yeah.
It happened.
Yeah. And then it got even, I heard some worse stories when I got out of the military and I got into law enforcement. It's like, it's crazy, but that's another time, another story.
All right, my brother.
Thank
you, man. Thanks, bro. Yo, just so y'all know, can you guys, we got 7K or 6.9K likes. I need y'all to get it to
8K minimum.
8K, 8K minimum, bro. We should be at 9,000, Brent. If y'all fuck with Andrew Tate, bro, and Tristan and the team, like the video so this can go ahead and get up in the algorithm. Because I'll tell you guys this, Vice put out another hit piece yesterday. I don't know if y'all know that. Yep.
L Vice,
A.K.A.
Man.
Lice. Because that's what they fucking are.
Yeah.
Fucking lice at this point.
All right, let's go with two more.
All right, two more? Cool. And then we're going to bring y'all after hours what? Call it, Chris?
Yeah, around 10 or 15.
All right.
You got 11 girls.
What'd you say?
Shit. Caller? Nigga, you hear me. You know that, right?
Nigga, no, I didn't hear what you said. I heard 11.
Yeah, girls.
Oh, okay.
Yo, this shit is hilarious when these guys be arguing, bro. Y'all need to catch like an argument. I'm gonna
be fair
one for y'all.
We haven't argued in a while, and at the same time, I've improved.
I mean, we
Chris,
never.
Have you improved?
I mean, we never argue, man. So, nigga, you the host. You have to improve.
Yeah, you're right.
I remember the last
right, let's
time
go.
They argued.
Still a bum, though.
All right, let's go with 1892.
Mo knows what time it is. Y'all can hear him in the back.
Hello.
Yo, what up, man?
What up? Yo, Fresh. My Jamaican accent is gonna get deep, so translate for Myron. All right.
Madman thing. Go ahead.
Bombocat.
Myron, do you think this is a move by Tate's lawyers and the doctor to like get him out? Because you know they can't keep him in prison if the health conditions are severe. So do you think that this is like a move by the lawyer?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, it's just something I was thinking about.
Yeah, we don't know, bro. We don't know. Yeah. Mama Clot.
I try to talk about things that only I typically know, but nah, man, I don't know. But thanks for calling in.
Well, I'm hoping because... All right, thank you.
All right, brother. Bless you.
Sean.
Who's up next?
Let's go to the last one. Right. Will, 7038.
All right.
And then Super Chats.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Can you hear me?
Hey, what's up, man? Welcome to the show.
I appreciate y'all. So I got a question. I want y'all's opinion on this theory of mine is that if this stuff goes to court, right, I'm afraid that these girls are going to try to indoctrinate saying that Stockholm Syndrome was a play and that, oh, we were coerced into being there. He gave us this amount of freedom to gain our trust and just crap like that, you know what I mean? And, like, I've worked in the prison system for the state level in the state of Oklahoma. And, like, prisons out here, if you do a crime against animals, women, or children, like, you're done. You're going to be unalived. You have to go to PC, protective custody, because if they find your paperwork and they find out what you did, you're done. No matter who you are, no matter what your status is, they don't care. They're going to get you. So I'm afraid that it's going to come to a situation like that. And the media that the inmates see is so controlled that it's insane. It is absolutely insane. I used to think he was guilty, but then I joined Real World to see like what it was all about, and it completely flipped the script, made the narrative. I've bettered my life, I've improved myself, and the money that I make and where I get it from, it is so inspirational, and I don't want to see anything terrible happen to him, but I'm afraid that that is possible because there's so many other narratives that can be presented because this is all for politics to destroy masculinity.
Well, for one, bro, they're not going to court. They're coming back.
Oh, you mean the girls?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would argue that you would probably need them to testify to be able to present a Stockholm syndrome type investigation. And
they gone.
Those girls are not, or they're gone, bro. And they're probably not going to come back.
Yeah.
So I think that's one good thing. Right. But yeah, I mean, there's always that possibility. I know someone was going to bring up the Stockholm syndrome thing when that footage came out. And for those that are unaware, it's basically that like it's a premise that, oh yeah, we were brainwashed and we were free to leave and stuff like that, but we were, you know, emotionally manipulated, blah blah blah, which is kind of like a very unclear way to, you know, just say that you don't have accountability. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
But you can argue that, you know, they travel from across the world to go there. they had been there for weeks, right? They had been hanging out there, right? And they were there of their own free will. They came and went as they pleased. Like, these are all things that you can go ahead and allege to defeat that. But I think another big thing is you would need the girls to testify that they were, you know, victims of Stockholm Syndrome, and obviously they're not available, so.
They're probably partying somewhere.
Yeah, they're probably
twerking.
Yeah, real talk.
Trying to twerk.
Yeah,
they can't
probably
twerk at all. But yeah.
They're probably driving some fucking dude's Bentley as usual with
the
Rolex on.
Two-tone AP.
Yeah.
Iced out.
I mean, their behaviors after the alleged trafficking is alarming. Like, if you were really the victim of trafficking, would you go to the French Riviera and party for a month?
No.
And take a bunch of Instagram pictures and fucking
I would recover.
Be driving around in Bentleys and Rolexes and shit. I mean, even her family was like, yo, you need to come back to the States. What are you doing? And she was like, no, I want to go to London. I want to party. Like, it's all there in the WhatsApp messages. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Not to mention that there's documented proof that this girl's made false accusations on multiple other occasions. So it is what it is, man.
All right, Chris, we got the chats here.
Hopefully they look at the totality of the circumstances. We got here, sincerely, Fate goes, definitely got to support Twitter platform and the effort Elon transformed the platform. Stays able to still get his message out about his corruption, and there is a voice, luckily, still on a big platform like that. Absolutely.
That's true.
Hobo and Screech stays on the fence because they want that AdSense revenue that bad. Staying on the fence is the code word for I need your money by people pleasing. Nice guys like Hobo and Screech finish last. Yeah, man, it is what it is. Like I said, that's why they don't really provide y'all content that's life-improving, because – to make life-improving type content, you typically
you
have
take
to take a side. Yeah,
yeah.
You got to take a stand,
at
which
least
is going to be polarizing to some degree. And we all know, right, to make the most money, to be the most attractive, you know, to get in shape, you have to take a stance. You got to be 10 toes down on it. You can't be like, oh, well, I feel like, and I think, and this is my opinion, and I perceive. Like, no, it's yes or no. You know what I mean? D-Song goes, let's keep it real. The Tates are not in custody for trafficking. It is a fishing expedition to get them on other charges. I agree with that 100%. Don't be surprised if other BS charges are added. Also, why can't modern women not understand guys are disgusted by promiscuity?
Bro. They don't care, bro.
Yeah, they don't go fuck.
They don't like most men.
Yeah, facts. Facts.
Your opinion is irrelevant.
Tip, $20. So, Salam Aleikum, brothers. While I don't agree with some of your message regarding Zina, I support the overarching principle of supporting the values of Islam and our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Thanks. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. That amateur gaming guy, $50, goes, you need to understand your self-worth. My time is valuable, so why am I going to settle for anything less than the best? Believe you're worth kings fresh. Can I get another? Did you just fart, bro? You have me dying over here.
Bro, I swear to God, bro. I was like, okay, this may not be the best time to interject, but like, bro. That sound was like, I'm like, you just fart, bro?
Yeah, I heard that too.
Sir,
yeah.
Did you just fart,
I don't know
sir?
Where it came from.
No, it's him, bro. Had to be. Unless it was Chris.
No, it wasn't me. Nigga.
There you go.
Okay.
Good fart, sir.
Chris is the type of guy to fart and fucking
yes.
Point at somebody else. No,
I used to be a teacher, bro. I can't fart.
All right. I really don't care. $20. My first super chat to the show. I'm 23 years old, living in Hartford, Connecticut as a D2D salesman. Myron, who should I reach out for mentorship that you personally know here in Connecticut for either sales or real estate? I'll do apprenticeship as well. Bro, I don't know. I haven't lived in Connecticut since 2014,
guys,
my friend.
Join the network, man.
Yeah, join
someone
the network. There
someone
you go.
In there knows somebody.
And, dude, get the fuck out of Connecticut. Hartford, man? God damn. Hartford is tough. Carlos Rodriguez Jr. goes, December, I lost my dog and my girlfriend at the same time. And my girlfriend at the time dumped me because I was a placeholder boyfriend.
Oh.
A month later, found jaw, and I've been working out and eating healthier. Confidence is only going up, and next step is smashing my ex-friends. All right, good.
Smash your ex's friends or ex-friends?
Yeah, I don't know. What
yeah,
you
know okay,
about
yeah, we know.
But hey, he got over the breakup with his girl, so that's a W. Did you see Jay? He goes, Myron, the people's champion. I appreciate that, Myron.
There you go.
Hey, man, like I said before, man, I'm not even the people champion, guys. I'm just a dude that has a code. And unfortunately, that code no longer exists. Like, people will turn on you for fucking money, and that's crazy to me. Again, that's – it is what it is. Anthony Lewis, $100. Damn, I missed the call-in show. First time sending 100, and it feels good to give back to those who've helped me. Y'all motivate me, and I'm sure many other guys like myself – to be the best of ourselves. So far, I've made 35K this year and looking to purchase my first duplex.
Nice,
bro. Good job, man. That's
what
we're talking about. Messages like that, bro, is what keeps us going.
Yeah.
AMS, $20 goes, what are your thoughts on the similarities between the lover boy method and gold digging? Couldn't you say both examples manipulate a person to get what they want with zero intention of reciprocating? AMS, you're exercising some critical thinking.
Listen,
there.
Man. Fighting fire with fire, right?
The difference is that when you go ahead and you fight fire with fire, they go come at you and say, oh!
Arrest them.
You can't do that. You can't – let me explain to you guys. Put it this way. Girls openly go on podcasts and say, yeah, I'm finessing this guy out of a bag. I got a free dinner, blah, blah, blah. No one bats an eye.
But if you do it,
dude goes and finesses a bunch of girls. They make a Netflix documentary about him called The Tender Fucking Swindler.
Yeah.
But, yo, you know how many girls are swindling niggas every single day, but there's no Netflix documentary on that shit?
To be fair,
how rare it is.
There's no laws for women at this point. They can do whatever they want.
Bro.
Apparently.
If a girl finesses a guy, it's, yo, that's awesome. That's, you know, they laugh at the guy like, you dummy. If a dude finesses a chick, yo, Netflix documentary.
Put him in jail.
So it is what it is, bro.
Tato fit.
So that should tell you the climate. Hey, Fresh Fit, I'm a 21-year-old with an eye condition that stops me from driving, making close to 100K per year. So you think the modern woman is cool with this not being able to drive? Bro, make more money so you don't have to drive.
Yeah,
my boy Brandon Carter don't drive.
Get a driver.
He Ubers everywhere, and he's a multi-millionaire, bro.
Making millions.
You know, so yeah, bro, you don't got to have a car.
All right, let's take one last car.
I still drive my 2002 Honda.
Marcus One, man. Hey, next time, nigga, send in your chats early. So don't send to me at the last minute spamming all these fucking super chats, man.
What did you say?
Kaiba, no! Hopefully it sounds good, but like, hey, thanks, Chris. Hey, you're number one, bro. Hey, from Monarchist One, hey, guys, you guys motivated me to do Andrew Tate meets Jordan Peterson on my YouTube channel, and I did stand-up comedy because you guys motivated me. You guys are number one, guys. I always follow you guys. Sorry, Chris, for turning in late. I thought it was Friday call-in shows, but then, damn, you guys surprised me with it is Friday. Holy shit, it is Friday. Holy fuck. I don't even know if I'm talking to anybody. Oh, shit.
Yeah, shout out to you for supporting, man. All right, brother.
No, thank you. Man. I ordered the shirt and the woman's deserve left, too. I ordered all of it, but I haven't received the shirt.
Thank you, brother, for supporting, bro. Much love.
No, thank you, guys.
One.
All right. And I think that's it. No, one last one.
Why does Chris love peanut butter so much? How many jars does he have under his desk? What a bum.
Y'all niggas.
Okay, guys, we're going to show us some girls coming up.
Chris, what was that response, y'all niggas? That didn't even make sense.
Not me in chat.
Just end the show, bro.
Let's end the show,
right,
man.
Guys,
Yo, I love the girls in the back.
Yeah,
man.
We got a bunch of girls. We're gonna have an awesome pod for y'all tonight, man. As y'all know, it's Friday, so you guys go ahead and send your chats, and we'll ask the girls the questions based on what you guys ask. It's gonna be a great show. We'll be back. We'll end it with our boy Andrew, guys.
Tribute
free
to him.
Andrew Tate,
free Tristan Tate,
free Tristan Tate, free Georgiana, free the whole squad.
Yep.
And yeah, guys, take clips of this as much as you want and share this shit all over social media. I think we're the only ones that have the CCTV footage that clear.
That clear.
So, so yeah, man. Love y'all. Free the Tates. We'll catch you guys back here in about an hour with the girls. Peace.
Peace.
Nobody cares, bro. Get out.